PG&E's plans to build a power plant on the Sonoma coast at Bodega Bay began quietly in 1958, mostly behind closed doors. Even so, after a few years, there were rumblings that began to concern area residents. One of them was Doris Sloan, a mother of four living in Sebastopol.
When I first heard about the power plant, it was not known that it was going to be nuclear, so I didn't really get involved until the meeting in Santa Rosa, at which Alexander Grendon, the state's atomic energy coordinator, stood up and told us that we didn't need to be worried about it. We could leave the concerns to the scientists. We didn't know much about nuclear power. And I and a bunch of other people were really incensed at somebody telling us, in effect, to shut up and just live with it.
That 1962 meeting spurred the newly formed Association to Preserve Bodega Head and Harbor into active opposition. At about the same time, David Pessinen, then a junior staff member with the Sierra Club, was encouraged to look into the matter.
I went to PG&E, to the engineering department, during the noon hour, and I asked for their file on Bodega, and to my surprise, the secretary handed it to me. I opened it up, and it showed all kinds of things about payoffs to the Planning Commission in Sonoma County and annotations about them. So I went to the PUC hearings, and I sort of emerged as a leader of the people who testified.
Pessinen's role got him fired from the Sierra Club, but he and Sloan went on to be among the leaders in the campaign to scuttle the planned nuclear power plant. A key argument became the site's close proximity to the San Andreas Fault, which runs beneath Bodega Bay, and associated fractures that lie directly beneath the 100-foot deep hole that had already been excavated. Pessinen made sure the entire region knew about that.
I had a theory. I had a plan. I said, we've got to bring this to the attention of the San Francisco Bay Area where the votes are, because Sonoma County was very conservative then and very pro-nuclear. And I knew that we couldn't win the public relations battle if we stayed in Sonoma County. So we found all kinds of ways of showing that San Francisco would be affected or that the Bay Area would be affected.
Following the big Alaskan quake in March of 1964, the seismic concerns took on added weight, and after a scathing report from the Federal Atomic Energy Commission, PG&E abandoned the Bodega Bay project in October of that same year. Yet that ending also marked an important new beginning, observes Doris Sloan.
It was what changed conservationists into environmentalists. Previous to this, there'd been a lot of concern for John Muir on of preserving wilderness and preserving natural settings, but there had not been this broader focus on the whole environment, not just wildlands. And I think the Bodega battle was pivotal in changing that perception.
Sloan is now a geology professor at Cal. Pessinen, a retired attorney living on the southern Oregon coast. They talked with KRCB during an informal reunion of participants in the battle to save the head. That was organized by the Sonoma County Museum, which is now featuring a major historical exhibit about that issue. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.